Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Stay with me. That's Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you. Don't forget to take our poll question, which is right there on the homepage. And don't forget to check out our blog and all the other things that are there. We have a newsletter we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. All you have to do is tell us what your email is. You can do that right on the homepage. Jeff Sabar is our guest. He's our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member. He is the Chief Home Officer. Jeff, how can we find you online? How can we find your books?
ChiefHomeOfficer.com is the website. Chief Home Officer on Facebook, at Chief Home Office on Twitter. Just drop the R.
All right.
And all my content pretty much is available, and you know, posting a lot of new blogs and new columns up on the website, the blog site, all the time. So there's a lot
good stuff
content there.
Good stuff there, folks. Check it out. Jeff, we're talking about mobile and the iPhone, and I'm glad you want to talk about this because the iPhone, the Droid, all the others, the BlackBerry's got one. It's all, you said it right a while ago, it's all about mobile. It's not about the handset. It's not about, it's about mobile and the ability to push power into your handset, into your hand, the palm of your hand, from the cloud. And I'll remind everybody, Jeff, that Eric Schmidt said, and I'm paraphrasing him a little bit, Google, the CEO of Google, he said Google will be more successful in the future with mobile, like we've been talking about, than we ever have been or will be with a desktop.
Right.
On the desktop. Now that's a powerful statement. I believe he's correct, and this is something when I speak to small business owners, I've said it on my show and Jeff, I said it in writing, and I do it every time I give a speech. I tell small business owners, if you don't have a smartphone, don't let the sun set on you today without getting one. I don't care whether you think you need it or not. I don't care if you think it's too expensive. If you don't have a smartphone, you don't know where your customers are going. What do you think,
Jeff? Absolutely. And, you know, we're sitting here talking Google, but, I mean, we've mentioned, you know, most of the applications out there, whether it's Google, the iPhone, BlackBerry, Windows Mobile, or Nokia has their own operating system. You know, it doesn't matter which, but you got to think about which one you want. But your customer is increasingly mobile. Yeah. There are 5 billion phones installed out there right now.
And how many iPads? Which is a phone on steroids.
Right. And what we're going to see is come the new year, we're going to see, you know, Google's launching its own application. Others are coming out with new pad-like devices. BlackBerry has launched a small pad. Computing is leaving the desktop. Your customers are leaving the desktop.
Because of the power in the cloud.
Absolutely.
The web-based tools and capability that's now in the cloud. But, you know, Jeff, I'm gonna parse what you said just a little bit. Here's where it does matter which operating system you think about when you develop your apps.
Right.
And I said a minute ago we were going to talk about your apps. We've actually already built, we're just in the process of refining, an application for what we do to go on iPhones and iPads.
Right.
We're building it, because the iPhone, the iPad have different operating system from Google, we have to make sure that our app either works with both of those or we have two separate ones.
Right.
So that's where it matters. So if 97% of all the people using smartphones are using three of the 10, let's say, then you need to focus on those three. That's when it does matter.
Back to knowing who your market is, who your audience is. I mean, it's not guesswork. You know, you have to really know who they are, and most companies have a pretty good idea of generally who their people may be. I mean, if for example, you're a florist and you get a lot of calls, you get a lot of inquiries over the internet, you have an idea. And then also ask when people come in. You know, I know there's a company down here in South Florida. that launched an application for malls and retailers where they could
right.
email people, you know, they could bundle little offers on a sheet that was emailed, you know, PDF'd or faxed
right.
to people. And so they're able to, but they ask for your email address. They ask for specific
mm-hmm.
information. If you don't ask or if you don't try to find out, you won't know. So you won't know whether you're building an app for
right.
for whatever device.
Well,
I
you know,
see some convergence down the road, but for now you have very distinct market sets going on.
You do, but one thing I want people to realize, Jeff, it's not prohibitively expensive to build your own app. In fact, if you go to a company that we've been telling you about for a while now, Adam Boyden is the president of Conduit. Go to conduit.com, and they'll help you build your own app.
Right.
They'll help you build your app and maybe help you distribute it. And so Jeff, if you got a little teeny tiny diner, you could put the daily menu on your app.
Absolutely.
And people could put their app, if they like to eat lunch with you, they put your app on their phone, they click on it, and there's your new menu for the day. They know whether they want to come to lunch with you or not.
Come to lunch with you, place an order for takeout, place an order for catering, you know, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And what I think we're going to see now is right now apps are – they're not prohibitive, but they still have a little whiz bang to them. But now if you look at things like WordPress, which is a blogging application,
yep.
where it used to be you needed a web head to do all that
yep.
for you, now with some of these new applications, you can do them all yourself. You have to be willing to
right.
tread in the waters of the Internet, but it doesn't mean you have to know how to swim
folks,
where the drop-off is.
Every customer is increasingly going to be requiring more and more capability from you online. You got to get with a program. Hey, Jeff, website quickly one more time.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
Lots of good stuff there. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Always great.
We'll see you next time. Jeff Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too after these messages. 29 after. Stay with me.
No one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.